Blog Talk Radio.
Live from the Treasure Science Studio in Abbeville, Pennsylvania, it's the Sports Show. Turn up the volume, get on your feet, and welcome in the undisputed champion of Sports Talk Radio, Dave. Yes, welcome to the first show of the new year. Our 6th year of doing this, can you know that?
6 years? 6 calendar years now we've entered?
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah.
Yeah.
Wait a minute. What was the first year?
It's October. The only thing I know is because they said on Blog Talk it says October 23rd, 2010.
10? Yeah. All right. 10, 11, 12, 13, 14. Well, this is actually our 7th calendar year then.
Yeah.
Which is amazing.
Quite amazing to think of.
So, you think there's some news to talk about or no?
Depending on how you look at it. Let's go.
Happened in the 7 years.
Well, no, I don't think so. That's way overdoing. We've had people fired up. I mean, come on. Capo, you're up. Welcome into Happy New
Year. Happy New Year, too. Yeah, this is my snowman year, my 8th year in BTR. So, yeah, it's, tell you what, trying to find you having fun. So, Chubbles gets fired in the city belly shove. Jeffrey Leary has testicles the size of Texas to get that done. You know, Jerry Jones, if he can do that. But, yeah, I think, you know, I was telling somebody, we were talking about you and your podcast and about the Philly fans, me and Ted the Talking Head. And, you got to get this in Philadelphia, this isn't Jacksonville. This isn't, you know, a little Nancy boy town. They need a general manager first, someone like Holmgren, a big name to bring in. If you're going to bring in a softy coach, you need a really good general manager. I think that they need first Jeffrey Leary. Then he goes out and gets, but, you know, that's the way I look at it with Philadelphia. Unlike Jerry Jones, needs to get rid of Nancy Boy and Wussy Boy, move down the road. But I was surprised he fired him. I called to be in the season. If you guys didn't make it, he's going to get fired. You know, he'll be in Tennessee or he'll be the Hook'em Horns in Texas. And I think Cowher will be the head coach of the Giants after Man Crush. I think so. Because his daughter is in New York and I call him a square jaw.
He's
the same
already
thing
in
like you guys.
CBS is in New York too, so he's already there. So he doesn't have to go anywhere.
I think he's waiting for that job. That's a job. Just like I think Chuckles when they finally fire McCarthy, because I don't think Green Bay is a soft team. I think Minnesota goes in and steals the crown. They got to go to D.C. and Kissing Cousins crushes Green Bay. Peter the Cheater comes here for the bank. I still think the perpetrator of Deflategate wins it all this year, but I think the Cupcakes, Arizona, might have something to say about that. So I think the wild card is going to be a lot of fun, but I think Teddy Bridgewater crosses that bridge and embarrasses McCarthy on national TV. I hope, because my wife will be happy, but you guys need a general manager.
Yeah.
You need a tough, the city of Bully Shop, they don't need some Nancy boy. They need a tough general manager. Jeffrey Leary's guy say, listen, go get me a coach. I don't care who it is, but that's what you need. You need a strong voice getting the right people, and you deserve better than that because your pumpkin ball team sucks. Your phony suck. Your fakers suck. There's nothing left but the idiots.
Fakers. Fakers are not that bad.
I know, the fly boys, but they're not what they used to be, right? I mean, come on. That's a working
class
down Philadelphia.
Well, they're improving a little bit, Cal, but thank you.
I know. All right.
All right, Happy New Year, sir. We'll talk to you.
All right, I'll see you guys later. Thanks for taking my call, Jamie. Have a good week. Thanks, guys.
All right, on our next conquest.
A little hard.
worried at the end. It wasn't gonna go anywhere. He's a very good call, but I didn't know where else we could go. Person that goes a lot of places, Pog, he's on the show.
Hey, Happy New Year there.
Yes.
So, anything big happened with the Eagles the past week? I wasn't paying attention. Nothing much, right?
Something moderate, yes. Moderately big, some would say.
I have to say that I am surprised he was fired right now. Not that I think it was the wrong move. I think it was the right move, but I figured they'd give him another year. But he really must have rubbed Lurie the wrong way, because Lurie Jeffrey Lurie's usually very patient. Moved quickly. So if you're Jamie C, what guys are you targeting right now for potential head coach?
Well, I was targeting all the Eagles people that you heard about, because they're the ones. Adam Gase, Sean McDermott, Hugh Jackson, John Gruden. I do want John
Gunther.
No, Gunther doesn't do that. He's been coordinator there for 2 years. Go to me in 5 years. Maybe he'll get a job.
Defensive end?
No, they're not. He's talking about the Bengals D coordinator, Gunther, who he went to college with, but he needs a little more seasoning. He's only been down there for 2 years.
I guess it'd be somebody like that. McDermott seems like a logical choice. I would even try Josh McDaniels again if you gave him a
copy. I think you have to try him. I think he deserves another chance. I think he did well. Tebow took him on that run the first time, so I think I would imagine he would get a look.
Yeah, we'll see. But I'm glad they did it now, and I don't know. I have hope now. I was pretty much out on chips, so I'm glad they gave me walking papers when they did.
Do you think you would have been? Even if they made the playoffs and get drafted in the round one, you still would have been fully out.
That's a good question. I don't know. I mean, if you win the division, I'm not sure if you can fire me if you go like 8-8. So I'm not. That's a pretty good question.
I think it would have been interesting. Yeah, he was done though.
Yeah. But yeah, no, you might be right. If he went 8-8 and won the division, maybe they wouldn't fire him. I don't know.
That would have been very interesting, though, what they would have done in that.
They just got embarrassed at home too many times this year, I think.
Yes, what, 4 times they got embarrassed at 3-5 at home, and I think 4 of the 5 losses were just beatdowns.
Yeah, they sure were. They sure were. So, I don't know. We'll see how it goes, but it should be interesting. I'm actually excited about the Eagles again. So,
there's a lot to talk of. Thank you.
Thanks, sir.
Wait a minute. Frank, you're up. Welcome in, sir. You're on.
Okay, good morning. How are you?
Morning.
Good morning. I heard something interesting yesterday. I was listening to Ricky Ricardo. Obviously, he's a baseball guy. But he said he hears from some good sources that the Eagles are looking at a general manager very seriously, and it could happen in the very near future before they select a coach.
I heard that, too. I've seen rumblings that Tom Donahoe is going to hire another guy.
I also think, I know that Lurie's not dumb, but I don't think it's a coincidence that everybody that's come to town, Modric, this guy Marigold, and there was another one, Tom Campbell, all of them got knocked out of here. I don't think it's any coincidence that the paper boy, Howie Roseman, is still here. It seems to me that he had a lot to do with it. What do you think?
Yes, I think he had a lot to do with the firings of Tom Gamble, I think he had a lot to do with the firing of Banner, maybe way back then. I know that's a long time ago, but it seems like he has a pretty strong grip at his job.
Well, there was a talk the other day. Somebody I was listening to said that evidently from the time that Roseman got demoted, he was bad-mouthing Kelly the whole time. Now, that only happens if the owner's prepared to accept that. So part of that blame has to go to the owner, too, for allowing that to happen.
Well, yes, if you're a Jeff fan, I think you have to say, come on, make your own decisions. A little bit of that is what has to go through your mind. And don't listen to outside sources so much. I think you have to be thinking about that.
Yeah, okay, good analysis. Okay, the Sixers are on their way to the playoffs. We all know that now, right?
Yes, and they actually
had a bad night, and they lost last night.
They kept it close, though. It wasn't a blowout, right? They lost by
exactly.
Nice.
Well, they're playing the Lakers. Let me ask you this.
Yeah.
The Lakers and the Clippers, do they share the same stadium?
Yes, they both play at the Staples Center.
They both play there. Okay. All right, any trivia today, or are we on to the next one?
Trivia.
We're on to the next caller.
All right, he's giving trivia. All right. Hey, please.
If Granda is availability, if me and Mom get you creed.
Your availability is being questioned by the man here. If tonight, do you have anything going?
I'm available.
All right. I was telling him.
I'll talk to you guys later, okay?
No, he's gone. You took too long. Bye.
It's right here.
Talk to you later.
It's right here. Here, ask him. Now, what's the point of that? You just asked him.
We got another person here that loves trivia. Go on, sir. You're up.
You talking about me loving trivia? Because I do. We all know I love trivia.
Yeah, trivia is my favorite thing, huh?
It really is. It's a highlight of my life, trivia. So let's just cut right to the chase. How long do you think it's going to take until the Eagles are a relevant team again now?
I think...
And do you think Bradford's really the answer?
2017 relevant and 2018 maybe contending.
So... 2 years for relevance, which is what, a 10-win season relevance?
I think that's sure. 9 wins or above against good competition.
And then you think contender in 18?
Yes. Now that time they figure push forward by whatever coach and personnel and how they draft. There's many variables that could speed that up, but
I think the only way that works out is if DeMarco Murray turns into DeMarco Murray from last season, and we somehow get a top line receiver.
Yeah,
and Bradford actually doesn't stink.
We do need a top line man in the worst way. Because we got no receivers right now. None.
No, none at all. Man, you should get outside today. It's nice out here. It's a little cold, but it's sunny.
Yeah, I had to go outside. It's cold yesterday. I had to tell you yesterday. A little too cold.
It was a little cold, but at least today it seems like the sun's out. It's going to stay out. We haven't seen the sun in 22 days.
That's very true. It's been before the holiday. Since the last full 15 day of summer.
That's right. How was New Year's? Good?
New Year's good,
Stay up and watch the ball?
Yes, I stay up till like long after the ball dropped, and I stay up long last night again. I'm not very good getting to sleep that day.
Oh, good. You got to start getting back in the routine here for school, all right?
Well, I could get up whenever. That's not an issue.
Nice.
All right. Trivia.
No, are you going to hit me with one of these? Yay.
Yeah. No, I won't give you one.
All right. Awesome.
All right, you win.
You have
Bye.
A good weekend. Later.
You left your ball out here. Your ball's out here.
Finally, early game this week.
I know.
Can we look
and
up?
By the way, in regards to that, I could not. There is a Sunday night football game.
Yeah,
mixed up. I thought that was
early Monday night new game.
So they definitely get rid of Monday night. Obviously, they don't think it's that much of a disadvantage to play on Sunday night.
Well,
and the best game of the week is actually the Sunday night game.
You didn't know that.
The Packers and Vikings for the NFC North Crown, and the right to not. Well, the right to host the game.
Well,
the other team is going to be a wild card.
Well, the NFL tries to structure it that way, that Sunday night.
I guess they don't have a chance at a wild card now. Is it going to be a bye?
Who does?
Either of them? Is it definitely zone?
No, this is for division, and that's it.
I know. Did Zona and Carolina already lock it off?
The byes are clinched.
Okay.
Which
are two?
Carolina clinched their bye 2 weeks ago.
Okay. All right. Now, the other... Well, first of all, I didn't have my headset in. What was Granda saying that Ricky Ricardo?
He said that you should put it. That they are going to hire another personnel player.
Nice.
Yeah.
Good. All right, now.
I've heard that from sources that are not him, too.
I'm going to go out on a limb here. I feel, okay, Chip was so rash. He had told himself, like, he didn't want them to lose, but he was so bitter at Chip and the way that Chip manhandled him last year, and then the way Jeffrey was just obliterated in the media for the way he handled it.
What, last year?
Yeah, last year.
Why is he obliterated?
He walked in and said, I'm going to be director of play personnel as well, and you get rid of Roseman, and he just put Roseman on the back burner, made up a fake title, gave him a raise to keep him quiet. I think Chip... Jeffrey was so mad at that.
I think Howie would take confidence that he'd be back in the fold again.
Yeah. Well, what's he gonna do? He's not gonna turn away money, right? He's just
But he said he'll be. He knew he'd be back eventually, though, because Chip will fail.
Maybe,
Chip
but even not.
Fail.
What's the big deal? He had a job getting paid a gazillion dollars. He's a dork. Yeah, I don't know what other value he has in the society. Side for this little
he's
niche
probably good
at, here riding
good accountant or something.
Maybe. So I think that he had determined that going into the year, I want to win the Super Bowl. If we don't, I want to get in the playoffs. And if we don't, the second we don't, I'm firing Chip.
He did that?
I'm thinking that.
No matter if we went 10-6, no playoffs again? No matter in a really good division.
If they made the playoffs, you can't fire them, period.
Even at 8-8 and 7-9?
If they made the playoffs 8-8, you can't fire them. You can't. What I say, though, is I'm blown away. I lost my thought there. But
he blown away that he fired him there?
Well, I definitely was blown away. There's no doubt about it. But he was clearly had some contention with this guy. And, I mean, on paper, he seemed like he had all the promise in the world. I was more happy than anyone. I remember where I was sitting when I found out, and I'll never forget where I was found out when he was hired. And I'll never forget.
It was snowing that day, by the way, too.
Maybe. I was in a deli in North Penn. It's now closed.
It's closed, man.
It was a nice place. Yeah, I was working with Aaron at the Axe Community Center right there called Brittany Point Estates.
Yeah.
Anyway, we're on lunch break. I found out then. I was ecstatic. Now, I will never forget, of course, where I found out that he was fired.
All right. Bye. Let's get it. Mr. Tom Heave up.
All right.
Welcome to...
Let me work the board.
Hello.
JC.
Hi.
So you think we'll have a difficult time getting a good coaching candidate in with Howie the paper
boy
in charge?
Well, that is a good discussion to be had. I think there might be some validity to that people want to steer clear of for the two reasons that the cupboard is very close to Baron Town, some would say.
Whoa. You think so? I beg to differ.
I wouldn't say close to Bear, but it's not like the most talented team.
Well, you can't tell me that there's one NFL team that has a complete roster. Everybody has holes. And with Jordan Hicks and Fletcher Cox, and we have a really good nucleus on defense. And I think we have a couple of really good pieces on offense also. I don't think it's a stretch with an easy schedule coming up. And if we do a good job in the draft, I don't think playoffs are too far of a stretch. Look at what happened to Washington.
I could see that if you catch fire, you will have another easy schedule this year. You're up the fuck.
So who are your top candidates? Does anybody come to mind?
I say Hugh Jackson.
Okay.
Adam Gase. I'm sure McDermott. I'm sure some freak like Greg Roman will get an interview because he always does. Let's see. Vic Fangio is another one. He's been a hot name over the past couple years. He did a kind of a good job with that Bear defense. I think any of those Bear coordinators would be the ones. Gase.
All right, Jeffrey calls your show today, and he said, Jamie, I want you to pick the next coach of the Philadelphia Eagles 2016. Who are you picking?
I think I am picking Hugh Jackson. The only reason is because he's got experience, and he did well with Oakland going 8-8, and the cover there was a lot more scary than it is here at that time. So I think based on that, and I'm sure he wants offensive guy, knowing what he likes, catering to him, I think Hugh would be the choice.
I'll tell you my two choices. I think everybody likes Sean McDermott. I think he did a phenomenal job in Carolina. And he knows Philadelphia, and he knows the market, knows the media. I think he would be a natural. And the other guy, I like the coach at Stanford. I like Shaw. I think he's done a remarkable job with that team, given the entry restraints they have at the admission restraints they have at Stanford. So I think
yes.
That guy's good, and they run a pro style offense.
I think Shaw's very good. I'd be very happy if he were the coach. He knows offense. They have the standout defense. Their offensive line is great. So I think I'd be happy with Shaw. And he's got interviews before, and the when Harbaugh left, they didn't miss a beat, and it's very impressive.
Yeah, that's you're right. You're exactly right. So I know you have to get on the other callers, but who will be number one in the world on the PGA? Who will be in the Sony rankings number one golfer in the world at the end of the season?
At the end of the season, I think Spieth, because I think there's no way that he won't keep it close in every major. I think tons of top 10 finishes, and there's no way. And I think that will catapult him in the number one in the world in January of 2017.
Man, keep an eye on Rory, though. He was hurt last year. If he wasn't hurt going into St. Andrews, he would have had a good chance to win the British Open. So
yes, and he was a bit of a favorite before he got hurt kicking a soccer ball.
He was. All right, JC. Have a good weekend.
All right. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye to you. Are we finished? You go to AskTickets.com. Are you trying to get tickets? Or what? Are you trying to do that?
No, I won't go. The very first game we saw, December 13th, St. Joe's beat Temple by a point.
No, we did not see that.
Oh, we didn't. Now, this is like... No, we didn't see that.
We saw November 13th, St. Joe's and Drift.
Look at how long this season goes, man. College basketball, no joke.
What?
When goes, it starts in November.
When's the last
November, game? December,
when's
January,
it?
February, March, 5 months.
It
even tips into April if you get far in the tournament.
All right, we're finished. We've covered a lot. Who are your top four candidates?
Gunther, number one. I want him here.
No.
This is just by me wanting
him. Yes. Why you want Gunther? Don't you want him to be a coordinator for a little longer? Because
his defense wasn't working with Cincy for like 8 years.
His defense was not even that good last year. It's like the last ranked defense of the league. I thought he's going to have five.
No, that's not true. I could check it, but I don't know if we can get it done in time. Who closed all my windows?
You closed, right?
Defensive ranks. 2014.
Team stats. How far back can you go? Jeez.
Regular season.
Yeah.
Go. Defense. Total defense. Seahawks is first. Cincinnati, not top five. Complete list. Let's see where they were. You say where?
Like 25th or 28th or pretty low.
Don't see any light dropping.
Yeah, see, we were ahead of them.
You're right.
Yeah.
We were ahead of them? Where are we at? I'm not going to look.
We were like a top.
We were 28. We were horrible.
Total defense is maybe not the best stat. I think we're very high in like
28.
You.
I want to see where we are right now.
This is what? Total defense?
Yep. I had to hit go. Shoot. Whoa.
See, that's not the best stat of who you. Where are we?
What the heck is this?
We are third.
That's not even close to right.
Yeah.
Giants are first. Give me a break at this.
We're third.
Broncos, this is in the reverse order.
Yeah.
It's got reversed. We're third to the worst. And the best is.
No, it's not.
Broncos, number one. Seahawks, two. Texans, three. Panthers, four. Cardinals, five. By the way, the Bengals are in points. So points allowed is what they lead in. The Bengals on this list are not as good. They're 11.
And we are, what, 29th? 30th?
We're like
30th. Who?
30th, yeah. 400 yards about.
Oh. Gaudy, 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 gaudy. We're finished.
Broncos
at 270. That's not.
Wait, why is Seahawks 2 at 271?
Because it takes him more than yards to left. Right, that's why.
Your game. Let's see. The worst or the same?
Is this in reverse order again?
Yeah, it's reverse. All right, faster to Bengals, 17 and a half, see? All right.
We're done.
A little message will not disappear. All right.
You ready? Bye.